Ariana Grande has been consistently releasing an album every year since 2018, and it does not seem like she will be letting up soon. Grande made sure she did not let 2020 end without giving her fans an album, so on October 30th of 2020, she released Positions, which was a 14-track album, and then already by November 14th of 2020, all of the tracks on Positions were on the Billboard Hot 100 at the same time, and that's an accomplishment she made with Thank You Next, too. So I think it's safe to say that she's been dominating the charts for the past years. And for the actual sound of the album, I feel it was most similar to Sweetener and Thank You Next. It gives off a pop vibe with a touch of R&B. And I didn't really know what to expect from the album because I didn't expect her to release it so soon because it kept getting pushed back. But when Positions was released, I was pretty excited, and I think most of our fans got pretty excited as well, because Positions was like my favorite track, and it was a really catchy bop. It gave classic Ariana Grande. So I think it was a really good title track and the first single to come out. Then the other single as well, 34 and 35, it was really upbeat and poppy too, but those two singles were really a flip to me from the rest of the album, because the rest of the album was way more slow and romantic. So it wasn't really the same as the upbeat that we thought we were going to get, but it wasn't terrible. But the only part about some of the slower songs, it seemed like that Grande, to me, wasn't putting her best effort to the song. It was more low-key and just like, oh, maybe I'm doing something while I'm singing. That's what I kind of felt from it. So I felt like she could have gave a little more energy on some of those songs, especially when some of the songs would get back-to-back. It kind of makes you lose interest or forget what you're kind of listening to. And specifically, the songs I felt that way for were West Side, Just Like Magic, and Point of View. And then I felt like if you're like an Arianator or Ariana Grande fan, you'll love the album. For me, I was just expecting a little more, and listening through it, I kind of got lost in the music, but not in a good way per se, just kind of lost, like I forgot what I was even listening to. But another song that did stick out to me was My Hair. I don't believe I've heard her vocalize and layer the vocals like that, so I thought that was really cool how she did it. It was really like smooth and slow, and it sounded really kind of soulful to me in a way. So I thought that was cool. And then my honorable mention songs are Motive and Love Language, because they remind me of when you're in like the mall and you're in like one of those like wannabe trendy stores and they're playing like that upbeat random music like you're walking down a runway. I don't know. That's what it reminds me of. I kind of like it because of that. So that's my little honorable mentions of this album. And so I think it's a decent album overall. I just was expecting more, I guess, because of the first two singles. But nonetheless, I'm pretty sure everybody will enjoy it. And then the visuals for the album are super creative. So I suggest that everybody looks at the music videos that she has put out, because those go along great with the songs. And like I said, since I kind of lost interest, it struggled with me giving a rating for it. I ended up rating it 6.5 out of 10 because I listened to a lot of the songs separately, but listening to the album straight through, I can't kind of do anymore because of like sometimes it slows down and like then it picks up a little bit. So as the album as a whole, I say 6.5 out of 10, but most of the songs separately, I'd almost probably give like an 8 out of 10, 9 out of 10. And then my favorite tracks were Position and My Hair.